A marriage relationship is one of the most beautiful and yet mystifying concepts that God instated right at the beginning of humankind coming into being. And it's astounding how many couples are questioning their marriage relationships. We hear from countless couples who are worried about the state of their marriages and are looking for guidance for the way forward. We're going to take a look at one such marriage and offer advice on the next family matter, so do stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We had a great question from a concerned wife who asked, "How can my husband and I rekindle the romantic flame that brought us together in the first place? We're stuck in a rut. The spark has gone out of our relationship. We don't even seem to have much fun together anymore. How do I raise the subject without seeming to nag?" Well, why not begin by asking your husband some questions? Don't overwhelm him by proposing a sit-down, face-to-face, let's-talk-about-our-issues type of discussion. Some men find this intimidating. If your husband is like that, you might suggest that the two of you spend a day doing something together that he enjoys, like fishing or hiking. Then when you're both relaxed and having a good time, tell him you've got something on your mind. Ask him if he wouldn't mind talking about it. You'll want to do this in a caring, non-threatening way, of course. Resist the temptation to tell him what you think is wrong with the relationship. Without lecturing or interrogating, show him that you'd really like to know how he's been feeling about life lately. Make an effort to discover how he views your marriage. If you handle it right, chances are you'll learn one of three things. First, he may reveal that he's preoccupied with something that has nothing to do with your marriage. Perhaps he's stressed out about work, worried about his health, or struggling with depression. In other words, his unromantic behavior may have little or nothing to do with you. The second option is that he's feeling fine and thinks your marriage is going great. To put it another way, he's pretty clueless, at least from your perspective. He hasn't noticed that there's anything wrong with the relationship. As a silver lining, you may discover that he loves you deeply and has warm feelings toward you, but simply doesn't express them. The third possibility is that he is in fact unhappy with your marriage. If that is the case, he may open up with a whole laundry list of things that have been bothering him. Be prepared, because the list may include some things about you. If this happens, do your best not to become defensive. Difficult as it may be, keep quiet and let him vent. Once you get him talking, you're more than halfway there. As he opens up, you'll be able to get a much better idea of exactly what's been going on between you. At that point, it's critical to let him know that you want to work together to get things back on track. Make it clear that from your viewpoint, the process of healing and improving your marriage has to be a team effort. Above all, he should not go away from this conversation feeling as though you've been telling him what he needs to do to fix things. May we also suggest that you take our marriage assessment, which you'll find online at safamily.co.za. It takes about 10 minutes and each person completes their own questionnaire before the results are returned and you can look them over together as a couple. And don't forget that if need be, our counseling department is a phone call away and we can speak with you over the phone. But we can also provide you with a list of referrals to qualified professionals in your area. That number to call is 031-716-3300. Healthy marriages are a precious commodity these days, and we hope to hear that with some extra effort and intentionality, your marriage is thriving. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.